Yeah, I think we're starting to to believe anytime that ball goes up there, we got a chance. I can throw it pretty good, but it's got to happen on the other end as well.
Rainbows into the end zone, and it is caught. Yes. The fly to the end zone. Yes. Randall Cobb. Hail Mary answered again.
It's normally tipped and trying to make a play off the tip, but I was able to get a clean look at it.
That's three in the last calendar year or so, a little more than that, but it's fun. Every single time, it's fun.
I still today didn't know for sure if they were going to activate me or not. I was hoping so, but I thought I was going to be activated last week, and I wasn't, so I definitely think that extra week helped out. It was great just to be back on the field, be able to suit up and go play. I'll be back fighting with my brothers.
Wings the end zone. Yes! Touchdown! His third touchdown catch of the game!
He made a huge, huge jump from Wednesday's practice to Thursday, but that just tells you so much about him and just really, you know, the connection that Aaron, him and Aaron have.
We're better with 18 on the field, and he showed it tonight. He made a ton of plays for us. He was excellent.
Steps up, looks, throws it over the middle. Got Cook on the cross, cutting left. He's inside the 40-yard line and thrown down.
Big part of play calling from my perspective, I don't know how other people do it. It's about a rhythm and a flow. We obviously didn't have it in the first quarter. It's about flow, rhythm, and keeping there and fighting. Just, you know, the ball's his feet and then tackling. That's the way we've always done it. My job is to put together sequences and patterns to be aggressive. And that's when him and I are at our best.
Obviously, it was a great job by Aaron and Mike, recognizing what they were doing. Once we had that spark, it kind of got us going. You know, it's playoff time, and we came out real flat. We weren't playing like it was a playoff game or like it even meant anything to us. So when we had that spark, it allowed everybody to get going.
Just stuck with it, kept striking nine, kept pushing the hole through that wall until it finally broke. So I feel like we did a great job bouncing back.
The best part about the offense is just the resiliency. I mean, things aren't going well. Just kept chipping away, and ultimately the big play started to come for us. So, you know, offensively, gained some confidence and momentum with the way our defense and special teams were playing, keeping us in the game.
Under pressure, hit and sack. Julius Peppers arrives on the scene.
The key, I think, for the entire game was early on our defense with the stops in the red zone. If that's 14-0 and not 6-0, it's a different football game. So we got to give those guys credit. That really helps the confidence of the football team and kind of the momentum and the flow.
We had a great day on defense. I think, you know, we stopped the run with not a lot of guys in the box, and I think did a hell of a job in the pass game as well.
Defense really set the tone with the, you know, point total, keeping them to six. The point totals and the turnovers from the defense enabled us to pull away.
And that is it. The Green Bay Packers advance to the divisional round of the NFC playoffs off a convincing 38-13 victory over the New York Giants.
Ready for a rematch with those Dallas Cowboys?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we'll start on them in the morning, but we're all going to get some rest, and we'll get on those Cowboys in the morning.